Next up, we have our final member of the night from Space Happens, Nicole Keating.
I'm going to sit too because I'm wearing tall shoes. Hi, guys.
Lower the music stand against your face.
Racist. Against hobbits. Hi, guys. My name's Nicole, and tonight I'm going to talk to you about, obviously, Space Happens, because that's my baby project. I'm an actress, and I've always been an actress since I was about 4 years old. And I took my first acting class, and I absolutely fell in love. So it might come as a surprise that it was very difficult for me to think of something to do tonight. I thought, oh, my lips are sealed. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? I thought about spoilers. I thought about secrets. I thought about all these things. I even thought about that Olsen Twins movie that was featured on the Facebook invite because Olsen Twins, right? I even thought about stuff like, oh, kissing because our lips are sealed with a kiss. Lame. And then I came back to the very first thing that I thought of, which was Gandalf saying, keep it secret, keep it safe. Yay. And what do I try to keep secret? And the thing as a performer, as a writer, as a director, the thing I always try to keep secret are my doubts. Not like the movie with Viola Davis and Meryl Streep, doubt, but real, true, honest self-doubt. I try to project an image of confidence, and not just confidence in myself, but confidence in everything that I do. I have to. I have to walk into that audition room, and I have to know that they need to cast me, because if I don't know that, and I don't project that vibe, I will not get that job, and I will not eat for 3 months. Okay. So it's out of a very human need that I completely reject all of my doubts. And it also has led me to reject not just the doubts that come out of basic fear of survival, but other doubts that sometimes shut down everything. When I was about 14 years old, my evil stepfather, a la Cinderella, said, you need to stop dreaming of Broadway. You need to stop dreaming of fame. You're never going to make it. That's unrealistic. It was mean. I told you. He's evil. But it still stuck with me. Because how did he know? How did he know that my real dream was to be rich and famous? How did he know that what I wanted was to walk on the red carpet in the designer gown with everybody taking pictures of me and everybody knowing my name? How did he know? Because deep down, that's really what I wanted. I wanted to be famous. I wanted to have my name on the front of the tabloids, like Mel said. Yeah. I wanted all of that. I didn't care if they were saying bad things about me or good things about me. I didn't care. I wanted that so bad. So I didn't talk about it. Because in my field, that's shallow. That's superficial. You're not allowed to say you want to be rich and famous. Money? Pfft, who cares? I don't care about money. I care about the craft of acting. I don't care about fame. I care about feeling emotions while I'm on stage or on camera. I care about rawness. I care about vulnerability. I care about all these... bullshit. No. I care about being well-liked. And I care about making enough money so that I can eat dinner at night. Right? Not too shabby. But yet I kept quiet about all of these things. Until the very first time that I went to San Diego Comic-Con, which, ooh boy. For the first time I saw cosplayers in large groups. I saw everyone from Aang from Avatar The Last Airbender to Buffy. I saw actresses who specialized in science fiction and fantasy. My beloved movies, all of these things. Most importantly, I saw people who were creating the work that they wanted to see. I particularly remember a very formative series of panels at this my first convention ever. It was the Cartoon Network block, sort of. Panels for things like Robot Chicken and Venture Brothers bled into panels for sort of related things like Archer, and finally for Riff Tracks. I sat in a room completely by myself and laughed so hard at a group of people who had created their own work that I had to take my inhaler to keep myself from having an asthma attack at that fucking convention. And it was the first time I had seen people doing what I wanted to do. Taking everything that was inside of them, saying, fuck doubts, fuck conventions, fuck all of these things. Instead, I am going to walk forward and I am going to present my ideas to people because I think they're cool. I don't have any doubts. I am going to say everything. And I was inspired, which started a year-long path to saying, no more am I going to close my mouth about these things that I've truly dreamed about. No more will my lips be sealed when it comes to wealth and fame. I want to be successful enough and I want to be good enough at what I do that people recognize that and people pay me well for it. Not just because, ooh, I'm a Kardashian and I put on a dress and so, okay, here's money. But because they like the work that I produce. And such began a 4-year-long journey to create this web series. I still didn't really talk about it. I dreamed. I sat back. I journaled. I wrote down. I did all of these things. Until one day, when I happened to tell the right series of people that I was excited about this stuff, when I opened my mouth and actually said, oh, hey, I want Mel to be in the tabloids. I want Deborah to be able to stand up on this stage and tell about her darkest, long-held secret. I want Nathan to be able to get up on a stage in front of all of his peers and tell a very deep, beautiful, meaningful, also pretty hilarious story about his own experience with nerd communities and nerd cultures. I want to give this stuff to other people. I have so much of this stuff to give, and I am not going to close my mouth any longer. And so the moral of the story, fuck your doubts, make out with your dreams.
Yay! Thanks, Nicole.
So again, Space Happens is a web series. It is a lady-centric sci-fi satire. So go check it out. If you have access to the internet, go see it. If you don't, come talk to me, because you have some issues.